It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yo, 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 yo. Yo, 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 yo. Check. Look, look, look. Chickity check it, brought the soul back to the home team. Motown, why can't you see my team is supreme? Diana, welcome to the solar system of the forces. You running in a circle, we just chewing on your orbit.
Forfeit, fork it over. Heimlich maneuver, me and my ass make the cut. Like with you, how you boost a future brighter than whatever you could imagine. Imagine the forces with you, running the red like a arachnids. Tarantulas, say legged, gargantuous animal, cause the maximum damage from a slug and an animal.
While we be focused on our salary, lettuce and bring the croutons. I'm trying to have a
Fred?
Dollar bill salad. Right on Obama's lawn, let you be the pawn with my playing hooky while my paper double triple like LeBron.
As a rookie, feeling better than the veterans. I use the booth as
turn
my
up.
Pit. Oh. I'm a reverend. Chuck, on the road where you can find us, not gassed up. It's $4, so we avoid punks. We serve our rappers like they ordered it. Till we post on blogs, post up and loiter in.
Story ends, wells begins, and I flip the page. In the park, shooting jumpers while others was flipping yay. No Cartiers, couple of J's, and reading comics. Couldn't label me a nerd with slam bitches in the closet. Awesome, left the city early, they forgot I'm not. Come from two worlds, but the city know I got them. Went from smelling crack smoker that busted house at our neighbors. They're really seeing black folk, the only turning their papers.
It's a new era, no American up here, but no loser.
Thinking of a master plan.
There you go.
Here is Zoe.
Thinking of a master plan.
10 years old today. You guys talk to her because I only have one headset. So here we go.
Zoe. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, Zoe, what's Dad going to do today to celebrate your birthday?
We're going to have people come over.
Oh, yeah? How many people are coming over?
I don't know.
Oh.
What did you ask for your birthday?
I want LED lights in my room.
Ooh.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Lots of different colors?
Yeah.
Have you been watching the DJ Pauly D show on MTV?
No.
No. Who's your favorite Jersey Shore character?
J-Wow.
So you still watch? You still watch a lot of that with Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you watch every day?
No.
No? I thought it was on every day. No?
No.
Well, what are you watching these days?
Family Guy.
Ah.
Who's your favorite Family Guy character?
Stewie.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Wheathens.
Say Wheathens, though.
Wheathens.
Wheathens.
Perfect. Perfect. So how old are you again?
10.
Is 10 a big birthday or is it just another day?
Big birthday.
Yeah? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you ask for? I know what you're getting, but what else did you ask for?
A penny board. Mm. It's like a skateboard, basically.
Oh, really?
So, Zoe, what I want to know is what kind of cake are you getting?
Oh, that's a good question.
We're going to have blue tie-dye cake.
Ooh, blue tie-dye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so you just heard my daughter. You know what time it is, guys.
Oh, I can't wait. I've been waiting for this since we started.
It's time to just It's like...
Shooting the breeze, shooting the breeze, shooting the breeze.
Just time to shoot the breeze. So we, that song just gets me in the mood. So we're just, you know, in this time of, in this weird time, man, let's just put a little fly fish in the water. Maybe we made it in our garage. And just get loose. Come on. Oof. Your phone call, 617-779-0985. We're just...
Shooting the breeze. Shooting the breeze.
I think you two get it. I think you two get it. We're just... It's like we're just letting our feet off the dock. Talking shop. You know what I'm saying?
Watching the tide roll in.
You're right. You nailed it.
If I could start one off while we get these phone calls rolling.
Oh, God, please do.
What a rip.
I have to go to two drive-by baby showers tomorrow.
Ooh, oh. Yeah, baby.
You're just spreading happiness.
Like,
see, I let people in my home. I'm weird in that I'm letting people in my home, but 617-779-0985. I think my children are better off for it, but what do I know? I'm just putting my feet in the water, letting time go by. Look, man.
Hey, up at the tiki bar and have a nice cool glass.
Shoot the breeze. Shoot the breeze.
That's right. Let's just, you know, put our feet in the water. 617-779-0985.
Mike's working extra hard. Mike's doing wonderful work here. He really is.
It's Tracy and Mike, by the way.
Oh, Tracy and Mike.
All right. Tom on line one. Let's just do it.
Hey, Freddie T. How's it going?
Shooting it. Come on now.
I just want to shoot a little breeze with you, bud.
Let's go.
Listen, you wondered out loud earlier how Rich and Felger are able to afford to own on Nantucket. I got two words for you, baby. Live reads.
That hits home.
Hey,
come
did
on.
You not hear you the boner pills read before
I
the
did
break?
A boner
I heard
pill
it. You
read.
You got to get a couple tree, maybe 10 more of those, baby, then you can own on Nantucket, too.
I would love it. All right. Direct them. But I have my feet on the sand, and I'm thinking to myself, what's going on with the things that are in my life? Line two, rough. We're shooting the breeze. Come on.
Freddie T, baby. Shooting the breeze.
Oof.
Hey. Hey, we gotta know. Why don't you get out on that paddleboard, you know? Riding you those waves, you know?
Okay.
Getting those ab workouts.
I know, it's such a core workout, but what I'm doing now is I got my hands on a jet ski, and I don't know if the power overtook me, and you fall awake, you get some air. I don't know what happened, because I'm doing what, guys?
Nothing, I just stopped by to chat, you know, shoot the breeze.
That's right. Brendan, you want to shoot the breeze with Wallach. You just want to shoot it. Let's go.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, oh, baby. Come on.
Got someone here that just wants to shoot the breeze with Wallach.
Oof. All right. Walk, talk back to him in a bird.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm picking up what you're... I like that
Wallach
restaurant, too.
Looks like a bird. All right, let's go back to Dennis. Dennis.
All right, what's going on, guys?
We're shooting it. Like, look at, I got a stick and a knife. And I'm just, what do I care? I'm letting the time go by. Come on now.
Yeah, life is like a breeze, you know?
Oof. So, you got that right.
You know, Freddie T, baby, I'm in a dilemma right now. I can't decide on what type of chicken wing I like. Is it the drum or is it the flat?
All right. Tough. So, you know, life is like a drum. You know what I'm saying? But the flat is a challenge. So maybe you want the flat, but you think you want the drum. Maybe you give the drum to someone you love.
I like to dip my drum in the sauce.
Oof. Now you're talking my language, yeah. Joey.
Mulsagas wings.
Joey M.
Oof. Oh, yeah. There it is.
Sauce, baby.
Given a shout out to the Kowloon. He cannot stop. I do it to Bus Pub, but I've never gotten anything for free. Mm. All right. Jesse on line five. Come on.
Come on. Hey, guys. Hey.
Oof. I love it. Let's go shoot the breeze. Come on now, boy.
Shooting the breeze, Freddie T.
Yes. So
in honor of your daughter's birthday, I have kids. I have two little girls. I was wondering if I could get some parenting advice from the influencing Freddie T, how my kids can grow up to be like your cool cats.
Well, my daughter is going to a therapist on Wednesday, so I don't have much advice for you, Jesse. Let's go to Cody on line six. Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey, Freddie, Johnny, Joey. What are we doing here?
Woof, we're just shooting the breeze. Come on, give me a little sounder.
Shooting the breeze.
What it sounds like is we're shooting the breeze.
We are just getting crazy. Come on.
So what I've been doing is I got a new grill, and I know Joey's got a new grill.
That's right.
So what's been going on is I've been using Italian dressing with barbecue sauce in my steak dips and vegetables while doing that. And I'm telling you, buddy, I'm telling you, it's the way to go. Throw a little A1 in there as well, and you've got yourself a steak tip. Calhoun worthy.
Oh, boy. All right, Cody, you're gone. But I'm going to tell you this, Murray. A1? Are we going A1 on the thing, or are we going
I'm
crazy?
I'm not dropping A1 on a grill. I'm no, going marinated for straight marination.
Put salt and pepper if you got the nice meats,
yeah,
am I right?
Salt that meat up. Maybe put a little rub on there.
Oof. Mm. So what are we doing, guys?
Shoot and breathe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we can keep it going. It's your show. But
yeah, well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll take all these phone calls, because you know why? Everyone wants to
shoot the breeze.
Shooting the breeze.
Full phone lines, baby. Full phone lines.
Of course they're full, John, because you guys get it. It's just time to chill. Time to shoot the breeze. Let's put our legs in the water and just, you know, maybe get in a tube and just ride down the river. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, but let's chill.
Belly up to the tiki bar and have a nice cool glass.
Shoot the breeze.
That's right. That's what it is. 617. You won't get in. You'll look like an idiot trying to. 617-779-0985. We're going to break. When we get back, we're going to do what, guys?
Shooting the breeze.
That's the song. All right, we'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rip.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yo, 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 yo. Yo, 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 yo. Check. Look, look, look. Tickety check. It brought the soul back to the home team. Motown, why can't.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yo, man, I don't think they heard you. Won't you tell them what your name is?
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Yeah.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina.
Mr.
Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid. Because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. It isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool.
98.5, the sports hub. That is a hieroglyphics crew. And that is one of the great samples of all time, because that is a monkey song. Bob Dabalina, or whatever the hell it is a monkey sample, I think, from an obscure track. But anyway, what we're doing right now, guys, is just
shooting the breeze, shooting the breeze, shooting the breeze.
We're just shooting the breeze. Oh. Just, you know, in this time of pain and sorrow, we're just putting our feet in the water and just saying, oh, let's do this.
Matt in line 7.
Hey, Freddie T.
Shoot the breeze. What's up, boy? Come on now.
I know you like the rock autobiographies. I just finished The Dirt, and I was wondering if you could give me a recommendation on a book that is on par with The Dirt.
Please Kill Me is a book by Legs McNeil, and it's about New York City's punk rock scene, starting with Andy Warhol. And it is my favorite book, and I've read it three times. I've read it. It's an oral history, just like The Dirt. But if you read about Iggy Pop, he would just go into places naked and just go, whatever you want, just do it to me. So there you go. Thank you, Matt. So what are we doing, guys?
He says, how do you stay so tan? His kid's asking me.
Shooting the breeze.
We're just shooting the breeze, guys. Enough. 617-779-985. We have not mentioned COVID, by the way, once until now on this show. Just kicking it. Let's go. Relax your shoulders. Sit back. Pete on line 1, go ahead.
Freddie T, what's happening, baby?
I mean, I'm just maxing. I mean, I can't tell you anything more than that. I'm maxing. I mean, what are you doing?
You know, just banging the old hammer around the job site.
All right. I mean, just relax, though, with it. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not working too hard, but yesterday I was on the links, and we were talking. I don't think I've ever heard you talk about the series Documentary Now with Fred Armiston.
Yes.
Specifically, well, the Eye Doesn't Lie episode.
Okay, which one is that?
The Eye Doesn't Lie is when Bill Hader frames Fred Armiston for murder. With the sign spinner?
Okay, so it's the, what documentary is it based on? Because that's how you get it.
It's just a spoof on one of those murder, like the first 48 type, murder documentary.
Okay, no, but they spoof a particular documentary. Yes, I have seen that, and I thought it was great. It's about, and I apologize, I don't know the name of it, but there is a famous documentary from the early 90s that is based on, and that is, and yeah, it's good. But Documentary Now is weird because if you haven't seen the documentary, it's hard to understand what they're doing. But I do appreciate that. Let's go to line 5. Steve.
Freddie T in the place to be, baby. How's it going, Daddy?
Oof. I'm just trying. Let's get loose. Just relax our muscles. Let's go. What are we doing?
I hear you, Daddy. I was just thinking about to get in the shower, you know, and I heard someone mention that book about The Dirt. And tell me if you understand what this is all about. You want to get yourself a little analogy before you say rectum to me? Rectum? Who? Me?
So when I have been shooting the here, 617.
Oh!
Dump it. It's shooting the breeze.
That's a chip line. All right. Rectum. All right. Let's go to Dan on line 6. 617-779-0985. Let's just let our egos get loose and just shoot the crap. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, I need odds from Joe Murray. By the way, you're my favorite. What are the odds Freddie makes it through the whole show before he even falls asleep or they pull him because he's obviously on pills or alcohol or something? Dude, what are you on? You can't even say the station phone number without slurring it. What is up? Did they up your medication? Are you on a sleeping pill? What is going on?
Joe Murray, what's going on?
We're just shooting the breeze, baby. I think you're just fine.
Baby, let's just talk about it. They up my medication.
So that would lower the odds significantly.
Oh, baby. Come on. Let's get crazy.
Yeah.
Ray, line two, you were on the other day. What are you talking about?
Hey, guys. I just want to give you a heads up on a solution if you find yourself in a predicament that I was in. If somebody has diarrhea in a toilet that was not attached to the plumbing, a solution to get rid of that diarrhea is to have two of your workers bear lift the toilet with masks on, place that in the shower, and then turn the shower on, and then that gets rid of all the hot brown rain that was made in it the night before.
I think that's solid. Right. Solid, yeah.
You have to unscrew the toilet, though.
Well, that's maybe that's the way we do what?
Belly up the tiki bar and have a nice cool glass.
Shoot the breeze. Shoot the breeze.
Oof. Oh, my medication's kind of so feeling good, guys. Ouch. Line three, Matt. Come on, baby.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Just want to shoot the breeze. Just like Keanu Reeves in Point Break, you know. Just you know, finding that way. But what I really want to talk about...
Yeah.
Is that that documentary that they're going to be doing about Freddie T and 18 and Change making a comeback tour for the COVID We Are the World cover. We're going to have Freddie T and Gary Tanguay and Guy Fieri and Rock and Roll Mike and what's up, yo? Yeah.
All right, I would love it. Me and my partner in crime, Mr. Tim Brennan from 18 and Change, are playing golf on Tuesday. Who knows what we'll get into, guys?
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Ooh, I love it. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Line five, Cameron, come on.
Hey there, Freddie. Going on.
Yeah. Change my medication. Getting crazy.
Have you flushed that wandering mind of yours today?
I don't know if it's wandering, because I've wondered upon many things already this morning.
Yeah.
Have I not, Mr. Ray Lewis?
Yes.
Okay. I have... just now cleared my mind. Thank you so much. I've just cleared my mind. Thank you so much. And now we will take
shooting the breeze.
Smooth on line two. All right, come on now, Smooth. Let's take you. Come on. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, Freddy?
Yo, Mrs. Smooth.
That's right, the Smooth Bear.
Yes.
I wanted to call out that guy for calling you out on this Shooting the Breeze Friday. Can't be coming at you like that, you know, ruining the mood. It's a Friday. We're just trying to take it easy, take in the breeze.
You know, I often, because of my Midwestern dialect, am slow on the uptake. And it is often times where I... I'm lazy with my tongue. And for years, guys, I've been accused of intoxication.
That's not true.
Recreation. Maybe being on vacation. But the reality is, when I'm shooting the breeze, guys, my tongue... follows along with the people. You understand what I'm saying?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. Sean Jackson hates Jewish people. John.
Pretty conclusively, Fred. Yeah. Yeah. That's the vibe I got.
I apologize if I did seem lazy with my tongue, but... you know what, guys? It's a Friday. And what do you got to do on a Friday is just...
shooting the breeze. Shooting the breeze.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Shooting the breeze. I mean, I took 8 Xanax before I came on the air, but that doesn't matter. I'm just trying to. That's why I created this bit.
Yeah.
That somehow was taken off.
Get you that close. But that much closer to the finish line. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's apparently taken off. But yeah. Nonetheless, I apologize for my lazy tongue. It does happen. And I do apologize for it. But it does happen some mornings. I have a lazy tongue, as they call it. It's a toucher trait. And it's called a lazy tongue. And I do appreciate feedback, but you know what, guys? If you're on the line right now, don't worry. At 9:30, we're going to get back to
belly up to the tiki bar and have a nice cool glass.
Shoot the breeze. Shoot the breeze.
Word life. When we come back, we'll continue to be non-sports. See, I just did it there. My tongue got lazy. Mm-hmm. It will be continuing non-sports in that that as I have done, Saved by the Bell recaps, John Wallach has a almost a scary knowledge of 90210, and he will do a recap of that. We will do that. I'm sorry we're not talking about COVID. I'm sorry we're not talking about non-existent sports. But, I mean, I think today we just have to shoot the breeze and just tell ourselves what the heck, you know? Give yourself a lazy tongue today. Now I'm going to get called on that. And
no.
Now I'm going to do it all day.
No.
My lazy tongue is
you're
gonna
a
be
better
day.
Broadcaster than that, Fred. You can shuck that off and move on. Plus, you're going to like this recap.
Tongue.
You're going to like the episodes
I know
we talk
I'm gonna
about.
Like it. I know I'm going to like it. But the lazy tongue thing is going to stay with me for a while.
It's okay, Fred. I have confidence. You're going to be fine.
Well, Johnny Wallgame, you have the knowledge. I have not been under any substance for quite some time.
No, that's correct.
I do have a lazy tongue, and we will get back. But first, Joe Murray, headlines.
Shooting the breeze. Grapefruit.
Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Toucher.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
Put your dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
By the way, everyone's going crazy in the radio business. You will not know about this, but now I'm obsessed with my lazy tongue. But everyone is obsessed with Mike Golic being off radio. No one cares outside of the business. No one cares There's a picture of him with his son, like, looking at him lovingly. Would you, I mean, I'm asking the audience, or I'll ask Wallach and Joe Murray, would you take a job in your parents' industry if it was a public industry? Like, if he was a personality on the radio, would you take a job with his company?
No, I'd try and find a different company. If I really enjoyed what my father did for a living and I wanted to do it, I'd do my very best to succeed at it, but not sit right behind my dad my entire life and do it.
So your parents did nothing for you, right? To get you into this industry.
No. They, no.
They, yeah, okay.
No.
Joe Murray?
No, but you know what? Any way I can get in, I'm going to try to get in.
All right. You are still
I'm a part-time employee here at 98.5 Sports.
Yes, but you're the biggest part-time employee.
I am. Physically.
In yes. stature and in no, hours. Yes.
No, you are the guy that they move into the slot when people are missing. So now is your time to shine. I mean, you are the hardest to be you, that man. Way.
Well, thanks to you.
Yeah, me. That's right. Mm. I've tried to undercut you several times, but it has not worked out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know me from my lazy tongue, which is going to bother me all goddamn
Fred,
show.
Come on.
And also from my Saved by the Bell recaps, but since Rich isn't here, we can have some fun and do a Wallach 90210 recap. Let's hear the music.
Yeah.
All right, so you have the whole crew there. Steve Sanders. Okay, so what episode are you doing right now, Johnny?
Well, we're at the end of season four, Fred.
Okay, so they are they still in high school?
No,
they're
no.
in college.
They started off as sophomores in high school, and pretty much every year, every season, yes, the show advanced another year.
Same
so
with me. Same with me. They were on the same track as me. So season four.
Freshman year. They're wrapping up their freshman year in college.
Okay, has Kelly fallen under the prey of the wheelchair professor yet?
No, no, we're still a couple years away from that. No, okay. No. That's
that
Professor
was very
Finley.
Upsetting.
No, that wasn't good.
All right, that was upsetting.
Yes.
All right, so let's go, because I can chime in. So can Joe. Joe, you're familiar with 90210.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but is Babyface...
No, that Babyface is very much a part of this.
Okay, here we
yes,
go.
Babyface is very much a part
so
of this.
This is
we've talked about pieces of this episode many different times, but everything comes to a head right here at the end of season four.
I know who is a big part of this episode. He's currently divorced, but let's go ahead.
Yeah. An average TV season, Fred, is how many episodes?
22.
Okay. Beverly Hills 90210 was the first to do episodes during the summer, if you remember correctly. That's how we found out that Brandon Walsh worked at the beach club. So this is a two-part...
Well, you have to admit Saved by the Bell did the beach club first.
That's true.
Stacey Carosi.
That's correct.
Zach banged her like it was no one's business.
So it's a two-parter, the end of season four, episodes 31 and 32.
Okay, so he is working at the beach club. Meanwhile, the other parts of the gang are... members of the beach club. So at this point, there's a dichotomy of the haves and the have-nots.
Well, we're beyond that now, because once they went to college, everything changed.
Ooh.
Everything changed. You see, Brandon, you will remember.
He has not started his newspaper yet.
No. That's after he...
Okay.
That's the next season. That's two seasons away when he's finished being student body president.
You don't think they milked that enough out of this show?
Just a little bit.
Ahead.
No, right, but Brandon Walsh, you will remember, was a part of the educational task force that was going to go to Washington, D.C., because he was one of those sure-shot freshmen that befriended the chancellor of the university, A. Milton Arnold. What did the A stand for, Fred? The A stood for Arnold, Fred. That was the joke.
Arnold.
He's Arnold, and his daughter His daughter's name was Claire. You remember Claire Arnold?
Oh, I do remember Claire very clearly.
Now, Brandon ran into Claire while he was still in high school, and you remember
and
Claire...
And she burned down. Okay, so she wasn't the one who burned down.
That was Emily Valentine.
Valentine, by the way, a big part of the Boston hardcore scene.
Yes.
For real.
That's true. That's very true.
So Emily Valentine.
You remember Claire Arnold actually showed up at Brandon's house one day to, quote-unquote, do her homework and then chained herself to Brandon's bed in a little piece of lingerie and said, I have hidden the key on myself.
Yeah.
Yes. It is your job to find it. And Brandon,
probably
one of the dumber moves you'll ever see, said, no, I'm not interested, closed the door, and walked away.
That was the big thing. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that, my lazy tongue, Jesus Christ. Stupid caller.
Yeah.
But that was a big thing in that generation of shows, is turning down sex.
Yeah.
Was a big thing. All right.
Not
do
very
continue.
Smart. So Brandon goes to Washington, D.C. as part of this educational task force where he runs into, guess who? Claire Arnold. And
yikes.
After all of the times that he had rejected her advances, she finally wears him down, and they wind up sharing a hotel room.
Yikes.
A. Milton Arnold has no knowledge of this. He'll go downstairs and talk with A. Milton Arnold and then go upstairs and
defile her.
That's correct.
Wait, just not to cut you off, but wasn't the teacher, was it Lucinda?
Well, no, we're getting to that.
Okay, all right.
We're getting to that.
Right,
there is an added bonus in that he's downstairs, and all of a sudden he sees his former flame, Lucinda Nicholson, who is the wife of one of his professors.
Oh, and, my goodness.
You know, she wanted to sleep with him, but Brandon found out that she was still married. Yeah. Lo and behold, she's now divorced and in Washington, D.C.
So it's the anti-Animal House.
That's correct.
He will not sleep with anyone who's married. He's a man of character, is what you're saying.
That's correct. So she sees him downstairs, gets onto the elevator with him, and goes upstairs. She said, well, what floor are you on? And Brandon says, I'm on the 9th floor. And she says, you know what? What a coincidence. I'm on the 9th floor, too.
Oof.
And when in reality, Fred, it was all a bit of trickery. She just wanted to get into his pants and into his hotel room. And there's a memorable scene where
I'm going to say, John, right now, not only hand play.
Not only.
She wants the full.
The full
the
Monty.
Full Brandon experience.
Yes, that's correct.
There's
a scene where they walk to Brandon's hotel room, and she's like, you know, it might be a while before we see each other again. Let's get naked. And Brandon's like, you know what? Even if I wanted to, Lucinda, I can't. Because there's someone waiting in my hotel room for me.
Yikes.
And Lucinda says, that's not true. And he knocks on the door, and she goes, oh, my God, you're not lying. And there they are in the hallway, Brandon, Claire, and Lucinda. And then Claire makes the mistake of saying, you know what? You look like a fine woman. Why don't you join us for dinner? And
Brandon, I would imagine, gets very nervous because there's a chance of a three-way.
Yes.
So what he's doing is he's saying, instead of let's not go to dinner, let's have three-way sex.
She turns down again and says, you know what? I'm hungry. Let's go downstairs. That's correct.
Well, this seems like a great opportunity for three-way sex.
Yeah.
He's saying, I could use a notch. Okay.
Yeah, so it's his second fatal mistake in a half an hour, which is really impressive if you think about it. So they go downstairs, and of course, A. Milton Arnold and the dean are there, and a bunch of California University luminaries are there.
The dean is bald. Am I correct?
Dean Trimble, I believe. Yes, is bald in this.
Yes, he is bald.
And so they're all sitting around the table, and Brandon is sitting in between the two women. He's got Lucinda on one side and Claire on the other side.
Like there's no tomorrow.
And that's exactly what's happening. They're both kind of doing a little funneling under the table, and Brandon...
And instead of Brandon going, let's go and have three-way sex,
let's continue this boring conversation with Claire's father. This is what he's saying, making it three fatal mistakes in about 45 minutes.
Instead of just saying, let's have three-way sex now,
mm-hmm.
While we're in the hotel room,
mm-hmm.
And now that you're both playing with my penis,
yes,
I am going to get uncomfortable and want to leave. So, John, if I had to guess, because I do not remember this episode, but if I had to guess, I'm going to guess, John.
Yes.
That he had sex with neither of them.
You know what? You would be correct, but there are a lot of other things going on, Fred, at the same time. I mean, back at California University, there's a carnival to worry about. You know, they have a big carnival, you know, and Donna and David are part of the organizing committee. And they have Ken Babyface Edmonds, who's going to perform at this carnival. And, you know, David Silver, he's just supposed to introduce Babyface.
He's got a little agent.
You know what? Well, hold on. What he's doing is...
Is this the one where he bangs?
Well, yeah. No, we're getting to that. We're getting to that. So he's up on stage working the keyboards, and Babyface says, you know what? You're damn talented. Why don't you play with us? And David's like, you know what? I idolize you. I'm going to play for you during this concert. Donna sees Babyface's manager, Kari Wuhrer, step in. Ariel.
This is post-breast implants,
that's
too.
That's true.
So and she's something. Tracy, I need that copy. All right, go ahead.
Donna senses foul play, senses there's a problem afoot, and David spends a lot of this episode saying, you know what? You have nothing to worry about. Sure, you're a virgin. Sure, I've wanted to sleep with you for 2 years, but I'm going to hold out and not take this appetizer here to my right. I'm not going to focus on her. I still love you. And that's going on. Meanwhile.
And so David, meanwhile, is seeing Kari Wuhrer.
Constantly.
Still younger.
Yes.
And still in post-breast implants. So if you had one criticism of her during her time at Remote Control, it would be that she was very flat-chested.
Yes. That is not the case in this episode.
Now she has solved that problem. All right, John. We have to encapsulate this in 2 minutes.
Okay.
So I apologize for breaking
it. It's not a problem. Not a problem. I can tell you that Brandon sleeps with neither Claire Arnold or Lucinda Nicholson and winds up with Kelly Taylor, who has broken up with Dylan, flies to Washington, and Brandon winds up spending time with her. I can tell you that David Silver winds up sleeping with Kari Wuhrer in the back of the limo and gets bad case of crabs as a result of
which
it.
Which is such a fatal disease.
And I can
imagine shampooing your pubes.
Yes.
I mean, it's just horrible.
Didn't Steve
I can't.
Oh, and I can also tell you Steve runs into his ex-girlfriend, Celeste, who winds up dating John Sears, the person at the cake house Steve hates the most. Yeah. They wind up in a joust battle over a pit of mud, and Celeste and Donna wind up flashing John, throwing him off balance enough so Steve can knock him into the mud, and the bet was if Steve beats John, John stops dating Celeste, but if John Sears were to win, Steve would have to leave the keg house. So Steve stays at the keg house, John Sears breaks up with Celeste.
Okay, again, can I give you some inside information?
Sure.
A guy I was friends with in high school named Rob Chuba was in the keg house.
Yes.
And
he was in the ping pong ball episode. Yes. Yes, he was.
And his roommate in when he moved out to L.A. was whom?
Oh, it wasn't Mike Ryan, was it? Who was it?
It was Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez. Nice.
And he was the greatest. He said the greatest flag football player of all time.
Nice. And you know what? We didn't even get to the three quarters of the episode.
Yeah, like Dylan.
Didn't even get to Dylan.
Oh, my God.
I know.
These are the things that we need to deal with as professionals.
Donna, I can explain. I understand.
Don't explain.
I understand everything.
Bang Kari Wuhrer the rest of your life.
Donna, wait.
Donna with her flat face and her dad who gave her no money. All right, so we will be back in just a moment. We're going to have Jerry Carrabas from Barstool Sports.
My favorite show of the year here. This is great.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to relax. All right, we will be back in just a moment.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win. with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.